With the Marketplace Morning Report in Austin, Texas, I'm Andy Euler in for David Brancaccio. This period between Christmas and New Year's is a crucial time for Broadway. This week in 2018, for example, Hamilton took in over $4 million, reportedly the first time a show made that much money in a week. This year, theaters are just hoping to keep the doors open. COVID outbreaks among cast and crew members mean dozens of performances are being canceled, sometimes at the last minute. Broadway's revival of The Music Man is the latest show to halt production after its star Hugh Jackman tested positive for COVID. In New York, Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes has more on how Broadway's coping.
In Times Square in Manhattan, marketers hand out flyers to people in line for last-minute tickets to see a Broadway show. That includes Clyde's, a new play that opened just last month.
Clyde's with Uzza Aduba, today at 7. Clyde's.
Tommy and Vicky Brown take a flyer, but they're kind of hoping to see a musical.
Leaning for something not too deep. Are dark.
Said. Political.
Are political.
The Browns are visiting from Louisiana and willing to spend up to $150 per ticket. They're vaccinated and aren't worried about sitting in a theater or the show being canceled, which is happening a lot right now, even though theaters are taking precautions.
They're absolutely adding additional layers of understudies in case people get sick. But I think the biggest cost by far is the testing.
Blythe Adamson is an epidemiologist. She runs the company Infectious Economics, and she's currently advising more than a dozen shows on Broadway on things like spit tests.
Before a show, everyone will spit into a tube, the cast, the crew, the musicians, ushers. And then, you know, we've got a courier that just runs over all these spit tubes to the lab in Brooklyn.
The costs of all those spit tests and understudies and air filters are generally easier for big, established shows to absorb. But Stephen Chakelson, who runs the theater management program at Columbia, says Broadway has always been a business of the haves and the have-nots. And this year?
That's all been magnified significantly. The shows that typically do well are still doing quite well, and the shows that are not are suffering tremendously.
Like smaller, more experimental productions. But what Chakelson is really worried about is not individual shows, but the future of live theater.
I think the longer someone goes without attending theater, the more they get out of the theater-going habit.
He says it's not only about whether people go to the theater right now, it's that Broadway is open for them. And when they feel ready, they'll return. In New York, I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.